Unit 8. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. A. Listen to the song San Francisco and answer the following questions.
If you're going to San Francisco,
listen to a passage and answer the following questions.
Economics Report: How to Save U.S. Banks. Many banks are still not lending. They worry that they will not have enough capital to cover losses. But the situation denies many businesses the credit they need to operate and further slows a struggling economy. In the United States, the government has so far provided almost $150 billion to banks, mainly through buying shares. Yet this may not be enough to save some major banks. By some estimates, banks have at least $1 trillion in losses that they have not yet reported. The new administration of President Barack Obama is considering ways to save banks. One possibility is to expand federal guarantees against losses on some troubled financial assets. The government has already offered guarantees to Bank of America and Citigroup, but the cost of this kind of insurance could be huge. Another possibility is to create a so-called bad bank. It would take questionable securities held by other banks. The idea would be similar to the Resolution Trust Corporation set up by the government in 1989. It was formed to sell assets from failed savings and loan banks. But it is difficult to put a price on troubled securities. Taxpayers would lose money if the government pays too much. and if it pays too little, banks could still fail. Some people see nationalization as the answer. That is when a government takes ownership of a private business, often with the idea of selling it back to investors later. Existing shares become worthless.
2. Text. Top 5 Business Maxims That Need to Go by Alexander Kierulf. Much well-known business advice is sadly obsolete, but can still be found in articles, business books, and, not least, in daily use in the workplace. It seems that some companies are still guided by thinking that is sadly out of date, if it was ever true to begin with. The worst of these old maxims are not only wrong, they're bad for people and bad for business. Businesses that use them are making their employees unhappy and are harming the bottom line. Here's my pick of the top 5 business maxims in serious need of an update, with a suggested replacement for each. Old Maxim 1. Failure is not an option. Meaning, we absolutely, positively must succeed. Guess what? No matter how many times you repeat this maxim, failure remains an option. Closing your eyes to this fact only makes you more likely to fail. Putting pressure on people to always succeed makes mistakes more likely, because people who work under pressure are less effective, people resist reporting bad news, people close their eyes to signs of trouble. This is especially true when it's backed up with punishment of those who make mistakes. Peter Drucker suggested that businesses should find all the employees who never make mistakes and fire them, because employees who never make mistakes never do anything interesting. Admitting that mistakes happen, and dealing constructively with them when they do, make mistakes less likely. Also, failure is often the path to new exciting opportunities that wouldn't have appeared otherwise. Closing your eyes to failure means closing your eyes to these opportunities. New maxim? Failure happens. Deal with it. Old maxim 2. The customer is always right. Meaning, the customer is king. We satisfy our customers' every need. No. No, no, no. This tired business maxim often means that loyal, hard-working employees are scorned in favor of unreasonable customers. It also, ironically, results in bad customer service. I recently wrote a post outlining 5 reasons why the customer is always right is wrong, concluding that sticking to the customer is always right makes employees unhappy, and that unhappy employees almost always give customers bad service. New maxim, happy employees mean happy customers. Old maxim 3, never be satisfied. Meaning, you can never be satisfied and complacent in business. You've always got to want more. This is a bad mistake, which rests on a very fundamental misconception. Namely, that being satisfied means that you stop acting, that satisfaction breeds complacency, and therefore that a happy, satisfied company will be passive. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, a constant sense of dissatisfaction in an organization sends one powerful message: we're not good enough. The irony is that this results in worse performance. People who constantly appreciate all the good in their organization and express their satisfaction create a much more positive working environment, characterized by more motivation, energy, self-confidence, happiness at work. This is not about closing your eyes and pretending things are great if they're not. It's about appreciating the fact that people in constant states of dissatisfaction erode an organization's will and ability to act. The trick is to appreciate what you have and still aim for more. New maxim? Always be appreciative, but never complacent. Old maxim 4. Nice guys finish last. Meaning, we can't be too nice in business. In fact, being nice may hinder your career and impede results. That's just not true. Of course, we should be nice at work. That doesn't mean that you have to be nice to all of the people all of the time, but it means that you absolutely can be a nice person and succeed in business. I previously wrote about jerks at work and why they're bad for business. The conclusion: unpleasant people hurt the bottom line. In a networked world, reputation matters, and it's more important to be generous and likable than to be ruthless and efficient. New maxim: nice guys get the job done. Old maxim 5: grow or die. Meaning: a business is either growing or dying. A business can't be successful if it's not growing. Growth certainly has some positive effects, especially because it creates new possibilities and challenges for an organization and its people. I'm not saying that growth is bad, but that growth isn't always right for every business. Sometimes a business might be better off spending a quarter or a year not growing, but simply consolidating existing business. Consequently, not growing or even shrinking does not automatically represent business failure. That's what Semco's CEO Richard Semler meant when he said this: there is no correlation between growth and ultimate success. For a while, growth seems very glamorous, but the sustainability of growth is so delicate that many of the mid-sized companies which just stayed where they were, doing the same thing, are much better off today than the ones that went crazy and came back to nothing. There are too many automobile plants, too many airplanes. Who is viable in the airline business? Growing also entails its own risks, especially fast growth on borrowed money. This almost killed Patagonia in the early 90s. Founder Yvonne Chouinard says this: it was back in 1990 or so, and we were growing the company by 40 to 50% a year, and we were doing it by all the textbook business ways: adding more dealers, adding more products, building stores. Growing it like the American dream, you know, grow, grow, grow. And one year we predicted 40 to 50% growth, and there was a recession, and all of a sudden we only grew 20%. And at the same time, our bank was going belly up, and we had cash flow problems, and it went to absolute hell. And I had been the person who had never bought anything on credit in all my life. I always paid cash for everything. And to have to call someone and say, "I'm sorry, I can't pay my bills this month," was killing me. And I realized that I was on the same track as society was: endless growth for the sake of growth. That's when I decided to put the brakes on and decided to grow at a more natural rate, which basically means that only when our customers want something do we make more, but we don't prime the pump. New maxim: grow when you gotta. The scary thing about maxims is that they're often accepted unquestioningly because they come in the shape of old adages which are repeated, a little like nursery rhymes used to educate children. That means it's not enough to oust the old maxims. We need to replace them with new ones that are guaranteed to bring better results for people and for the bottom line.
New words:
maxim,
obsolete,
absolutely,
resist,
constructively,
loyal,
scorn,
unreasonable,
ironically,
complacent,
fundamental,
misconception,
complacency,
dissatisfaction,
characterize,
self-confidence,
erode,
hinder,
impede,
jerk,
ruthless,
consolidate,
consequently,
shrink,
correlation,
glamorous,
sustainability,
delicate,
viable,
entail,
recession,
belly,
cash flow,
break,
prime,
pump,
unquestioningly,
adage,
nursery
rhyme,
oust.
Proper nouns:
Alexander Kirov,
Peter Drucker,
Semco,
Richard Semler,
Patagonia,
Yvonne Chouinard.
Part 2: Language in Use. 1. Dialogue: a customer satisfaction survey. Listen to a dialogue between a customer service agent and a customer. Fill in the blanks and read the dialogue aloud.
First of all, thank you for filling in our questionnaire.
It's my pleasure. So, how can I help you further?
Well, you've made a few interesting comments that I'd like to ask you about, if that's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
You said that the customer service you received was shoddy. What went wrong exactly?
Well, the guy who served me didn't really seem to know what he was doing.
Do you mean he was rude?
No, not rude. He just didn't know where to find things in the store or how to operate the till, things like that.
I see. But you were happy with what you bought.
Yes, I bought a pair of trainers. They're absolutely fine.
Good. And you thought they were reasonably priced?
Yes. They weren't cheap, but they're nice trainers, so I didn't mind paying a bit extra.
You also mentioned that the worst thing about shopping at High Sports was disabled access.
That's right. I'm a wheelchair user, you see, and there were no ramps to the entrance to the store.
We're really sorry about that. The good news is that we're having ramps fitted at the store this week.
All right. Well, it's nice to know there is going to be a change, I must say.
We'll also be sending you a High Sports voucher for helping us with our survey.
New words.
Shoddy.
Till.
Reasonably.
Trainer.
Ramp.
Voucher.
2. Pair work. Negotiating with a hotel assistant.
Reference answer.
Hello, I'd like to check out, please.
Certainly, madam. May I have your key card, please?
Sure, here you are.
Thanks. Dr. Stratum, room 229?
That's right.
I'll just print your bill for you, Dr. Stratum. Won't be a moment. Here we are. Here's your bill.
Ah. Can you explain to me what these items are?
Of course. This is your accommodation charge.
Right. Why it different for the last two nights?
Your first three nights were at our special weekend rate, 120 euros a night. When you extended your stay by two nights, the accommodation charge went back to the standard rate. That's 140 euros a night.
Ah, I see.
And this is two buffet breakfasts.
But on the website it said that breakfast was included.
That's right, but again it's only included in the special weekend rate. That's why you were charged for breakfast yesterday and today, but not on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay, fine.
And this is your bar bill. You'll see it's itemized here.
Oh dear, that's rather a lot, isn't it?
Yes. And this is dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning? I didn't have anything dry cleaned.
On Saturday night there was an accident with a bottle of red wine. I was on duty at the time. You asked whether I could charge the gentleman's dry cleaning to your account.
Oh, did I? Well, that must be right then.
So, here's your copy of the visa slip, and here's your bill. I hope we'll see you again soon, Dr. Stratum. Have a safe journey home.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.
3. Text. 20-year limited warranty. What does the warranty cover? Any defects in materials and workmanship. How long will the warranty be effective? For 20 years of the original owner of the real estate upon which this product is used. Who can make a claim? Only the original purchasing owner. Proof of purchase must be provided. This warranty is not transferable. How does the purchaser make a claim under the warranty? Within 30 days of discovery of claimed defect, please report in writing with proof of purchase and pictures to New England Arbors Customer Service Department, 211 Campbell Street, Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, N7T2G6. How will New England Arbors handle a claim? If materials or manufacturing workmanship are found to be defective, New England Arbors will, at its sole discretion, either replace the defective material or refund the product. Labor, installation, and any similar costs are excluded specifically and shall not be paid by New England Arbors in any event. what is not covered by this warranty. Damage caused by failure to comply with New England ABBA's installation guidelines, by faulty installation, improper application, or in violation of codes or restrictions. Damage attributable to fire, violent storms, earthquake, ground movement, or any other causes, or to exposure to atmospheric pollutants or conditions other than natural weathering processes. Damage or discoloration due to misuse, abuse, improper storage, impact of objects, or to the alteration of the product by applied heat or welding, by contact with solvents, epoxies, paints, chemicals or other substances, or by other physical or material alterations. Color fading that occurs over time due to normal weathering. The warranty statements contained in this limited warranty set forth the only express warranties extended by New England ABBA's for its products. The provisions of this warranty shall constitute the entire liability of New England ABBA's and the property owner's exclusive remedy for breach of the warranty. Maintenance tips. New England ABBA's offers you a virtually maintenance-free product. However, our products will become dirty, as will any other product exposed to atmospheric conditions. A heavy rain will do wonders in cleaning it, or you can wash it down with an ordinary garden hose. If neither rain nor hosing does a satisfactory job, just follow these easy instructions. Use an ordinary, long-handled car washing brush. This type of brush has soft bristles and the handle fastens onto the end of your hose, which allows you to wash the product just like you wash your car. Avoid using stiff bristled brushes. If the dirt is hard to remove, such as soot grime found in industrial areas, wipe down the product with the following solution. 1 cup of Simple Green and 1 gallon of water. If extremely dirty, mix solution half and half. This solution can be put into a spray bottle and sprayed on, and then wipe immediately with a soft cloth. Or mix 1/3 cup powdered detergent, 2/3 cup household cleaner, and 1 gallon water. If stubborn stains exist, use the following chart. Follow the precautionary labeling on the container. Protect the shrubs from contact with cleaning agents.
New words.
ABBA.
Trellis.
Tear.
Workmanship.
Transferable.
Defective.
Sole.
Discretion.
Refund.
Installation.
Faulty.
Violation.
Restriction.
Attributable.
Exposure.
Atmospheric.
Pollutant.
Discoloration.
Misuse.
Alteration.
Weld.
Solvent.
Epoxy.
Remedy.
Virtually.
Hose.
Bristle.
Fasten.
Soot.
Grime.
Gallon.
Stubborn.
Stain.
Precautionary.
Shrub.
Proper nouns.
Campbell.
Sarnia.
Ontario.
Simple Green.